576, request of Nick Caleb to address council regarding Pembina propane export project.
Morning. Good morning.
My name is Nicholas Caleb. I'm an adjunct professor at Concordia University, and I also am the local climate law fellow at Our Children's Trust. We're a small nonprofit based in Eugene, and we have a large mission, though, and it's to secure the legal right to a healthy atmosphere and stable climate for all present and future generations. We're also a part of the Climate Action Coalition, which, as you know, is fiercely opposed to the Pembina propane export project. So I want to say thank you to the mayor for taking that off the agenda. That was obviously a difficult decision, I'm sure, and we really appreciate it. We also requested a series of amendments to the Climate Action Plan. Several of them were incorporated into the most recent draft. Today, though, I'm here to encourage the council to look beyond the Climate Action Plan, much like Adam was mentioning. Despite recent awards, our leadership on climate action really can't be considered world-class when you take into account what's going on elsewhere. Adam mentioned some examples. Nothing in the Climate Action Plan even approaches the audacity of trying to come up with a 100% renewable city in 20 years, and it's also not binding in a lot of ways. So we need to move beyond it and start to work on binding policy. I think it's a responsibility of cities like Portland to continually set a new high bar so that others can be inspired. However, we are in a position to be leaders again. The local debate over the propane export terminals revived community interest in pushing the bar beyond what has been considered possible or realistic. Though propane was initially celebrated as cleaner transitional fuel, more intense scrutiny has showed it to be anything but. And as such, if propane, which is supposedly the cleanest of fossil fuels that we could deal with, is not clean, we need to enact a strong local policy banning all new infrastructure for the storage, transfer, or export of fossil fuels, including natural gas and propane. This would set an extremely important precedent in the region already that's already resisting the expansion of the fossil fuel economy in both rural and urban communities, and tribes are also rising up against this very strongly. As you may be aware, Sightline Institute estimates that burning all the fossil fuels currently proposed for Northwest export would constitute 5.5 times as much carbon as was slated to travel through the Keystone XL pipeline. And as you may know, the Keystone XL pipeline's contents, if burned, most climate scientists say that's climate game over. We have no ability to, as human beings, to try to stop runaway climate change at that point. So our region is extremely important in this fight, even though we're small. So Portland has a duty to do our part to block activities that could destroy future generations' chances of a habitable future. Going further, Portland should also actually enshrine in law the legal rights of present and future generations to a healthy atmosphere and stable climate. Last year, after a sustained youth campaign for strong climate action, Eugene, Oregon passed the nation's first climate recovery ordinance, which bound the city to reducing carbon emissions to its share of 350 parts per million. It tied the city to the best available climate science and unleashed a wave of creativity in their planning apparatuses for how to achieve those goals. We're going to have a youth training in Portland on August 25th, and I would like to make an invite to all the commissioners to join us if you'd like. Mayor Kitty Piercy in Eugene spent a lot of time mentoring youth on climate action. We would like to welcome you to that as well. In conclusion, very quickly, we stand at a serious civilizational crossroads. The city of Portland, as small as we are, is in a position to set major precedents for worldwide action. The fossil fuel economy is a road to ruin, and we need to leave it behind as fast as possible. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.